The question is asked in the halakha in regarding to Kohanim and Kivrei Tzaddikim. Do the Tzaddikim exude Tum'ah? Which means, can a Kohen go visit the graves of the Tzaddikim? Or maybe we'll say that only regular people have Tum'ah, but the Tzaddik, when he passes away, that there's no Tum'ah. There are many proofs to say that even Kivrei Tzaddikim have Tum'ah. I will bring you two proofs. One is the Gemara in Pesachim that talks about those Jews that became Teme'e Met and were unable to bring the Korban Pesach. The Torah tells us this story. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you have a makeup, you have Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara there is struggling to find out, how did they become Tameh? What happened? So one opinion over there is that they were the ones that were carrying the grave and the bones of Yosef. Now, we all know that Yosef is called Yosef HaSadiq. And still the Gemara says that they were Tameh when they were carrying his bones. That's one proof. The second proof is from the Gemara in Berachot, when Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai was on his deathbed. So right before he passed away, he said, take out all the vessels from my room, from the room over here, in order that it should not become Tameh. Of course, Rabbi Yohanan was a Sadiq, as we know, and still, he told the students to remove all the vessels. So there you see again that the Kibret Tzaddikim definitely have Tum'ah. Furthermore, Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about Kivrei Metin, he doesn't say, but if the person is a Tzaddik, it's okay. He just writes, Metin. He doesn't make a difference between what level the person is on. What's the argument on the other side? The argument on the other side is a statement by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the Zohar Kadosh that clearly says that when the Tzaddikim pass away, it's a mitat neshika. They die with the kiss of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, and there's no tumah of the Satan, there's no tumah of anything, and therefore the Mishimon held Kivrei Tzaddikim ena mitameim. Although it should be pointed out that in that Zohar Kadosh there's different texts. It's not so simple what the Girsah is over there. Is it mitame or not? Because of this Zohar, there are some that are lenient to allow Kohanim to go to the kever of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai at least. Because they're saying, we're going, at least according to his opinion, there's no tum'ah. However, the halakha, the ma'aseh, even to the kever of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and even to the kevret tzaddikim, whether it's kever achel, etc., kohanim should be stringent and not go. There was a story told about Rav Chaim Sanz, who was the great Gaon. One of his students once did not go to a kever of a tzaddik. So the rabbi said, how come you're not going to the yortzeit today of the big tzaddik? He said, but rabbi, you know I'm a kohen. He said, so at least why don't you go to the city of where the tzaddik is buried? So the student said, what's the difference to go to the city? He says, we have a tradition that on the yortzeit of the tzaddik, his neshama is not only at the kever itself, but his neshama is at the whole city. So therefore the kohanim can go to any of these places as long as they're within the confines of Meron or in Bethlehem, wherever it is, the tzaddik is there as well. And therefore, the halakha l'maaseh, there's no difference between regular kevarim or kevret tzaddikim, that kohanim should follow the same strict laws of